Ksivos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksivos Bavli, Daf Yud Beis. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Hei Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Ha'ichel etz ha'chomev b'Yehuda, shalai be'edim, ein yochel atoin tanis b'sulim, mepnei shehu mityachid imo. In Yehuda, one who eats with his father-in-law during Erusin, without witnesses that he was not secluded with the Kala, has no tanis b'sulim, since he is secluded and perhaps had relations with her. Echad amonis Yisrael, ve'echad amonis Kehanim, ksivosan mana. The same law applies to a widow, means her father is Yisrael, and a widow of Kehanim, her ksuva is 100. Distin shel Kehanim hayagoyvin lebesula arba meisvuz v'lamicho v'yadim chachomim. Distin of Kehanim used to collect 400 zuz for a besula who was a Kehenes, and chachomim did not protest against them. The Gemara says, V'roshoyne gozu shmad v'yehuda shekein mesoyos lahem v'avoysam v'yehuda hawag es esav d'chsiv v'yadcha v'oyref v'yivecha. The Gemara says, initially, the Romans decreed destruction against Yehuda because they had a tradition from their ancestors that it was Yehuda who killed Esav, as it says in the Brachot Yehuda, Yodecha Ba'iref Oivecha, in Bereishis Memtes Pasuk Ches, that your hand is on the neck of your enemy. And Tarchushim ben Dan hit him first, which is well known, but he didn't die until Yehuda actually hit him. Vayeholchim, Meshabdin Bahem, Va'insimus ben Eseim, the Gazushe Isturutiois, Boyel Tchila. They were subjugating them and raping their daughters and decreed that the local ruler have relations with the Kala first before the marriage. Eskinu shehei bala ba'aleha oidem veis aviha shemetech sheyoda she'emas bala aleha oid hi nigderes, it should say. The Chacham decreed that her husband have relations with her in her father's house. Since she knows that fear of her husband is upon her, she fends herself and is make, from making herself hefka. Nikamokim ein sofa de boyel meisturitios. The Gemara asks, well, still, even after the Chacham's decreed, in the end, she will have relations with the local ruler. Anusihi vanusa muteres lebeisa. The answer is there, she's forced, and afterwards she's still permitted to her husband. Kahanos ma'yu oisos. What would the Kahanos, the wives of Kahanim, do? Because even if the wife of a Kohen is forced, she's forbidden to her husband. Matminei shehayu, they would conceal the fact that they were marrying. Matminei afpanos yisrael. The Gemara asks, well, and if it's possible to conceal it, they should also have hidden the wives of Yisrael as well. Kol yodse amalchusa shama v'inein v'ilein mis aravin. The answer is, word would get out, and the kingdom would hear, and then these and these will be mixed, and all will be raped. Masim ha'ilahen. What sign do they have that there will be a marriage? Kol migrois ba'ir, mishte sham, o'aner v'bo chel shavua haben, it should say. The answer is, the sound of grinding grits in the city shows that there is a nesuin in the city. A lamp in a place called Baruchayil shows that there is a shur haben, which means a bris milah. Afapi she bitel hashmad aminag labitel. Even though the decree against mitzvahs became batel, the custom, means the sound of grinding grits before marriage and a lamp at the bris milah, is not batel. Kolasa shor Rabbi Yehoshua nichnasa mu'beres. The daughter-in-law of Rabbi Yehoshua entered her chuppah when she was already pregnant from her betrothed in her father's house. Tani ul'almana masayim. The Bible says, for a widow of Kehanim, means a baskayin, they would collect 200. Tani echad amonas Yisrael ve'echad amonas Kehanim keseda hazeh. The Bible says that the same law applies to a widow of a Yisrael and a widow of Kehanim, like this order, means her ksuvah is 100. Amar b'yosi mistava baskayin Yisrael tigva she'shvata goiva bas Yisrael l'kayin lo tigva v'mistaya desalika l'kunta ela detema tigva. The Yosef says, presumably, a Bas Kohen, a Basula married to a Yisrael, collects 400, for her Shevet, a Kahanim, of Kahanim, collects. A Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen does not collect 400. Isn't it enough that she ascended to Huna, and you should say that she also collects? Amr Mala Mestavla, Dele Chalifin, Bas Yisrael, a Kohen, Tigva, the Salika, the Kohunta, U Bas Kohen, the Tigva, the Nechita, Min Kohunta. Amr Mala rejected, he says, isn't it reasonable to say the opposite? A Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen collects 400 because she ascends to Kohenah with him. A Bas Kohen married to Yisrael does not collect because she descended from Kohenah. And Rav Yosi v'Rabun, Achazu v'Achazu, Knas Kanso Bahen, Deshe Adam, Midabek v'Shivatoi v'Mishpachtoi. Rav Yosi v'Rabun said that both of these are the same, means they both collect 400. It's a fine that Chacham made in order that a person cling to his own shevet, his own tribe and family. And if he married outside of this, he has to pay a bigger ksuba. The Mishnah says, "Ha'noise es ha'isha v'le'marso besulim, hi oimers, m'sheir estani ne'nasti, v'nistach v'sadeyu, v'hu oimer liki ela ad shule yavastich, v'haya ha'mekhi mehotois, v'megamliel, v'rabi Eliezer oimrim ne'menes." The Mishnah says that Ramliel and Rabbi Eliezer say, a chosen who found that she was not a basula, she says that she was raped after Kiddushin and it's his bad fortune. He says that perhaps she had relations before Kiddushin and it's a mekach toif, means a mistaken Kiddushin, because he was deceived. She is believed. Rabbi Shua says, no, we don't trust her words, rather she's not believed unless she brings proof. And the Gemara says, the Biyumia boy, they utter in times basulim like Rabbi Gamliel, or Kubeleza, ela Kubi Yeshua. The Gemara asks the question, Rabbi Yumia says, according to this, there's no times basulim according to Rabbi Gamliel and Kubeleza, because she is believed to say that she was raped, rather only according to Rabbi Yeshua. V'chazar v'omer yesh times basulim kubi Gamliel, or Kubeleza, v'shoisekes. Rabbi Yumia answered, no, there is times basulim, even according to Rabbi Gamliel and Beleza, when she is silent, it means she doesn't say that she was raped. Second answer is, we can even say that she speaks, she says that he found blood and got rid of it. Gemara asks, well, she should be relieved even to remain married. The answer is, this cannot be, because as we learned earlier, Rabbi Elazar taught in the name of Rabbi Elazar that if you found the opening open, it's forbidden to keep her because she's a sofik seita, she perhaps was adulterous. Hache itma nemenes, hache itma ene nemes. The Gemara asks, why here in our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar, she's believed, and here when she says that he found and got rid of it, she's not believed. Taman shnehem moedim v'sheha pesach pasuach. The answer is, there she's believed when both agree that her opening was open, thus she had a certain claim that she was raped and he is unsure. When they argue about whether or not she had basulim, both of them are certain claims she's not believed more than him. Tamantaninan, Hayuba Mumin Vaidu Besavir, Ha'av Sarach Lavi Raya. The Mishnah says elsewhere, if she had Mumim, which is blemishes, when she was still in her father's house, the father must bring proof to collect the Ksuba that they came after Kiddushin. If she entered the husband's domain and Mumim later they were found, the husband must bring proof that they came before Kiddushin. Rav Elazar, Shal, Rav Yochanan, Masnisa, Rav Gamliel, Rav Elazar, the Lake of Rav Yeshua. Rav Elazar asked Rav Yochanan, is this Mishnah like Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar, who say that she's believed, and unlike Rav Yeshua? Rav Yochanan answers, no, it's like everyone, it's normal for blemishes to arise, therefore it's reasonable to say that they arose where they were found, in a husband's domain. Normally there's a kol to a case of rape, since there was no kol, she must bring a proof. Rabbi Yosi, Mekama Danan, Chamaya Rabbonon, Medamu Mumin, Lebasulim, Elaine Yalfin, Min Elaine, Elaine Yalfin, Min Elaine. Rabbi Yosi says, we see the Rabbonon compare blemishes to Basulim, they learn this from this and this from this. Basulim Mumim, Shem Barlea, Oidav Beithavia, Sachaav, Laviraya. They learn Basulim from Mumim if the betrothed man had relations with her in her father's house and didn't find Basulim. The father must bring a proof that she was raped, just like he must bring a proof about Mumim that arose in his house. Mumim shem me basulim shem noldulab Mumim sofik mishir nichnas alu shusoy sofik ad shloit tikanes lu shusoy abal serch lavi raya min elein basulim. They learn Mumim from basulim. If Mumim arose in her, and it's a sofik if this was after she entered his domain or before she entered his domain, her husband must bring a proof, just like when she was found to be a beula after entering her husband's rishus. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar hold that she is believed unless he brings a proof, since the problem was found in his rishus. They learn from Basulim. But Basulim, b'chi patlu lav beisavia, patlu v'at ama habal sarach lavi raya, v'ach habal sarach lavi raya. Weren't Basulim lost in her father's house, and even so you say that the husband must bring proof because the problem was found in his rishus. Also here regarding Mumim, the husband must bring proof when they were found in his rishus.